It seems like it was only a month ago that we were starting the school year, and now here we are very close to the end of it. Joining us right now is the superintendent of Marysville Public Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This has been a fast school year. It's gone by quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe it's already the end of the year. Here we are already on May 18th. We have just a few more weeks left, and we'll be wrapping up the year.
And, of course, the schools don't just entirely shut down for the year. I mean, the kids go home, teachers get a little bit of time off, some of them. But there's a lot of activity that goes on in the district in the summertime. You got a lot of projects in store, don't you?
Yeah, right now we're wrapping up our budget for this year and everything and planning for next year. We had a couple of staff members last night we recognized that are going to be retiring that we're going to need to fill their positions. And a number of summer projects. We've got our tennis courts are going to completely resurface. Our track is going to be resurfaced as well and sealed. That's something we've never had done here in the district. We've got a roof project at Morton, playground upgrades at the elementary buildings, and we're working on a communication tower over here at the Viking Stadium. I don't know if you've ever been down here in Marysville, but it seems like you get closer to the river, you lose your cell signal.
Yes.
So
yeah. Yeah, that's a big issue. Any curriculum changes on the horizon?
Yeah, we've actually been working on a number of different things. We're trying to bring some more electives here at Marysville High School. We have a course that we're going to bring into the district this fall called Film Studies. We're going to add a sociology class and also a Project Lead the Way course, which is a STEM-based program called Principles of Engineering this fall. We're going to also look at possibly bringing in a new ELA curriculum at our middle school. And also, we're going to go full immersion with Eureka Math from grades K through 8 in the fall. So we've got a lot of things that we're working on in terms of curriculum to enhance the current courses that we're teaching here in the district.
Graduation is now just about a month away. What is your message for all those students that are going to be graduating from Marysville High School this year?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, the last day of school for our seniors is the 25th, which is next week Friday and everything, and commencements are June 3rd at 2:30 here in the district. But I think, you know, my message to everybody is going to be put your cell phone down and communicate and talk to everybody who are in front of you. It seems like everybody now today wants to pick up a device. I was just at a restaurant yesterday, for example. There were two teens that were sitting there, you know, having dinner together, and they had their cell phones. They weren't even talking.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like social media and all the devices that are available today, you know, it's something we need to just put aside and just go back to the old way of just talking face-to-face and communicating with one another. So,
boy, especially as we move through graduation season, so many great memories being made, and it would be nice to remember them and not just not just live it through your phone.
Exactly. Just go ahead, take a few pictures and everything, selfies and all, but you know what? Let's give each other a hug and thank everyone for all it is that they've done for our students here in the district and vice versa.
Talk with the superintendent of Marysville Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, you were a finalist for a superintendent job in Alabama earlier this year. And published reports out of North Dakota say that you're a finalist for a job in North Dakota in a district there as well. What's the process been so far for that job, and is that something that you're still pursuing?
Well, right now, I'm still in the process of going through an interview over in North Dakota. That's going to be taking place soon and everything. But, you know, everything's up in the air. I'm still superintendent here in Marysville. I'm very, very proud of the district and everything that we've accomplished.
Anticipating still being the superintendent in the fall, if that falls through, or are there other jobs in the pipeline?
Looking forward to coming back here in Marysville in the fall.
All right. Dr. Whiteman, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.